And let me just say this, is that, you know, there's a city out there called El Monte, okay? And we were there for about, well, it would have been 4 years. We're almost there for 4 years. Hey, in my opinion, we subdued El Monte. Because we plowed that field for like 3 years. Every single week. Soul winning there, getting people saved there. He said, "How do you know you subdued people there?" Because we still got people there. And I'm not even talking about people who still come to our church. There's people who live there who come to our church. I'm talking about there's people there who got saved through the efforts of First Works Baptist Church, and they are listeners of First Works Baptist Church. They just don't want to attend our church. I mean, you know, they just, I don't know, they're just afraid, or they don't, you know. But they're fans of First Works Baptist Church. They're fans of the preaching. I mean, Brother Ulysses lives in El Monte. And, oh man, I just revealed his location. He's done. He lives there, and he was telling me, that, I don't know, where is he at? Is he here? Is he skipping church? He's skipping church? Oh, he's back there, all right. He was telling me, is it the gas station? The gas station, right? He goes to this gas station, and like, I don't know, it was a while back, and it was after the bombing, after all that. But he went to the gas station, and the lady, like, recognized him. And she's like, "Do you go to that church?" You know, automatically you think to yourself, like, "Oh, dang, here we go." And then he's like, "Yeah, you know, First Works and everything." And she's like, "Man, I love that. I love that preaching." And then, like, every once in a while, like, he'll go back to get gas there. And then she'll tell him, she's like, "Oh, man, that Rod of Iron podcast, that was so funny. I love that episode." And then she's like, "When is this going to come out?" They're just keeping up. They're still listening. After the bombing took place, a police officer went to Ulysses and started listening to my preaching because of the whole thing. He's like, "I started listening to your pastor. And through your pastor, I found Pastor Anderson." Amen. He's like, I like what they say. He goes, "The whole thing about women, he's right." It sounds like they've been subdued. Yeah, but you're not there anymore. Well, my sign's still there. Our garrison's still there. Our church members still mob up and down in the street every once in a while without fear. We've already got a bunch of people saved. And look, when that whole protest happened, they're like, "We're going to get you out of here." I'm like, "You're like too late. The damage has already been done." The damage has been done. The kingdom has been subdued. We've already won a bunch of people to Christ. People here like us. People here listen to the preaching. Yeah, right. And so, you know, you say, "What are you doing here?" I'm trying to subdue this area. Yeah. We've been subduing it. And we don't just try to subdue the area that we're located. We go into other areas, South Central. We've been subduing South Central. Amen. What do you mean by subdue? Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Going out there, preaching the gospel, changing the minds of the masses through the gospel of Jesus Christ, getting them saved. Portions of Los Angeles, Compton, South Central, Watts. I mean, we've been putting in work. Going about subduing kingdoms, Rosemead, Alhambra, Belize. You say, why do you have all these soul winning and missions programs? Because we're subduing kingdoms, that's why.